Yo, 1 2 1 2. Peace, peace, world. She got DJ Cliff. Everything is copacetic. Hope everybody out there is doing fine. Coming up on the end of another year, 2022. It's crazy that we're here, man. That we're celebrating the holiday season, gathering with family and friends. You know, the whole nine. Which is cool, which for a lot of people I know can be a tough situation, but you know, wherever you are, wherever you at, positive vibes that you good, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy for me this time of year. Like, I'm not a big holiday guy, but I do appreciate one of the things that happens for me around this time of year is it becomes just a time of reflection. And so thinking about on what's happened thus far, you know, over these last 12 months, thinking about new beginnings and having an opportunity to plan for what's to come as much as we can plan. You know, I believe that a lot of stuff is that, you know, you plan as best you can. And that old saying that man plan and God laughs, and, you know, you do what you can with the moments that you have. But reflecting for me on the last 12 months is, I feel really grateful for the things that I've had an opportunity to do and the people I've had an opportunity to build and connect with, and what some of those opportunities have led to in terms of moving forward into a new year. I'm pretty excited about what's to come, at least the things that we have on the calendar and the things that are to come. One of the biggest things that I'm really looking forward to is that 2023 is celebrating the anniversary of an art form that's near and dear to me, an art form that I really love, which is the art of hip hop. And obviously all inclusive, all of the elements of hip hop. I feel like for me, it's been an influential part of who I am. Things that I've had an opportunity to take part in, and things that I dig. But next year is the 50th anniversary of this art form, and I'm looking forward to what's to be done literally around the world. As we know, hip hop is probably the most influential form of art right now worldwide, which is really cool to see. But it's also crazy to see when you consider where it came from and the fight, the battle that existed for acceptance of this art form. And now it's so embraced, and it's obviously it's become a part of the commercial success of many individuals through many parts of the art. But at the end of the day, it still is art, which is something that I lean heavily into and work and strive to promote, and have been able to do that, and have had certain levels of success in doing that. But to think that next year we're going to get to see it on full display from all over the planet is really, really cool. I'm working on putting together an event for the celebration of hip hop next year. The plan is that the event's going to happen in August. My goal is to submit it to be a part of Portland Hip Hop Week. I got an artist that I've been building with for a number of years, who's going to be coming through from outside of the region. I'm going to be reaching out to some of the artists that I've built with within the region, considering the history of Portland hip hop, you know, as we're looking back, and some of the younger artists that I've built with over the years, and or that I am building with, I guess, and just really provide a chance for celebration and community building. And yeah, I think it's gonna be dope. That's the plan. Also working on building partnerships with some folk, because want to do it real big, want to do it right, and it's gonna take partnerships. It's gonna take people coming together to make this happen. So definitely stay on the scene, stay on the lookout for more information about that. If you're interested in being a part of it in any form, you know, you can just reach out and let me know, and I can let you know some of the things that we're looking to do. If you're an artist, definitely reach out. But if you want to partner and have can see the vision in what we're doing and what I'm doing, encourage you to reach out. I'll be reaching out to some folk seeking some partnership. So that's happening, man. You know what I mean? Stuff is locked in, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to continuing with the event that I've been doing with DJ Ambush, the No Requests vibe that we've been building since the summer of this year of 2022. Shout out to Ambush for reaching out and creating, just inviting me to be a part of what they were doing, what the numbers was doing with the situation down at Pioneer Square. It was so dope to kick it off. And then we've been building for the last several months with McMenamin's White Eagle, just working on building this vibe. Once again, that's what it is. It's not a party, it's a vibe. Again, celebrating hip hop, celebrating an era of hip hop, what we celebrate as the golden era. So late 80s through mid 90s, but then also art that was created after that sort of time period that's inspired by that form of art. We are going to be doing that monthly, which is really cool, man. So starting in January, we've been doing it. I mean, we took December off just because we would be doing it today, actually. Yeah, we would be doing it today. We're going to be doing it the fourth Sunday of every month. And except for February. February, we got something special. I'm going to get to that in a second. But every fourth Sunday, we're going to be doing that. And it's just going to be an opportunity to come through and build. And like I'm saying, man, if you, want to come through and check your emails or journal or just catch up with folk that you haven't seen in a while, you've been meaning to meet with this individual, you want to come through for a hot plate of food or a cold drink, it's a chance to do that and just come through and just bob your head and vibe with us, man. So No Requests is happening at the White Eagle every fourth Sunday. We got that booked out through next year, so I'm excited for that. And we have some special events that are lined up, like February. We're going to be doing something special for February. I probably shouldn't say exactly what that's going to be yet. It's not going to be the fourth Sunday. It's going to be, I think, the second Sunday of February, but definitely stay locked in there, man, so that you can see, what we have planned for that. Looking forward to just continuing to build with folk, man, and building out this situation that we call No Requests. And then fourth Tuesdays, January is going to be the fourth Monday, I believe, but tap into the networks and you'll see Cliff Notes Live. I'm going to be doing, I have the first quarter Cliff Notes Live booked out, doing that at Portland Center Stage at the Armory. Excited for to continue to do the live podcast recording. I have some recordings set up, some interviews set up that we'll still be doing the studio recordings, but to be able to do the live recordings is really cool and get in front of a live audience and create an opportunity for audience members to have conversations with artists through the Q&A. And we're going to be having some special performances as well. So I got January, February, March booked out. We're kicking things off on the 23rd of January with Oregon Music Hall of Fame inductee Cool Nuts. And just really honored to have him in my circle of influence, or to be in his circle of influence and have another conversation with Nuts is going to be cool. So much has happened since the last time we had a chance to talk. He just released a new album with Maniac Loke, Red Meth, and again, the Oregon Music Hall of Fame situation. And just as he continues on his career, traveling all over the world and managing and making music and just doing the whole nine. So that's going down January 23rd. It's a free event. It's all ages, as is. No Request is also a free event, but we want to create an opportunity for people to come together, get out. You have to worry about, cover fees or whatever. But really excited to have that happening or continuing to happen in 2023. So like I said, January, February, March will be at Portland Center Stage at the Armory. And we just want to continue to bring you the live situation throughout the year, as well as studio recorded interviews of the Cliff Notes podcast. You can subscribe everywhere you listen to your podcasts. We're literally everywhere you listen to audio. We're not on Tidal. I don't know if, hopefully we can get on Tidal at some point, but I'm really just honored to be able to have these conversations and provide a platform for these creatives. So that's happening in 2023 as well. And then just continuing to do what I do with the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show and the numbers with the rhythm for just being on Portland terrestrial radio. It's really an honor to be able to do that and excited to continue to do that and looking forward to continuing that into the new year with more new music and more artist interviews there. And it's just, man, just count my blessings, man. You know what I mean? There's obviously there's always going to be challenges, but trying to, stay positive with what we have, the opportunities that we have, and create opportunities for others and, you know, positive vibes only, just good energy all around, man. So that's what's on deck, and we'll see how things shake out. Hopefully that continues to work out the way that we have it planned, and like I said, if you want to be involved, if you see what we're doing and want to help promote the movement, man, definitely reach out and do that. Man, that's it. That's just to tap in, just kind of wrapping up the end of the year, working on giving you more bits of this, of the Everything is Copacetic podcast, you know, on a regular basis. Thank you so much for ways that you have supported. If you've supported through any of the avenues, man, the radio shows, the podcasts, the live events, thank you. Your support's appreciated. And to know that people are feeling what we're doing, that's why I do it. You know what I mean, continue to enjoy the holidays, man. Prayers and blessings of safety to everybody out there. And just once again, man, regardless of how tough things may seem right now, joy is coming in the morning. I mean, all right, y'all. She got Cliff. Y'all be blessed. Peace.